Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct.
Hi there, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to, what did I call this show? Fearless Flying Mackerel de Twang with Vince in the Bay. It's an all Primus and Les Claypool musical show with yours truly. I expect to be joined by Sick Girl and anybody else who is a Primus fan. As you know, people think I've completely lost my mind on... People think I've absolutely lost my mind on Twitter, and they wouldn't be too far off. But all I've been doing lately is just tweeting Les Claypool lyrics, and people suddenly think I'm nuts. So, Les, if you're listening out there, apparently you're nuts, which I don't think comes as a shock to you. But, yeah, so tonight I'm just going to play some Primus and Les Claypool-related stuff. I've uploaded some new shit that I want to play. And I'm going to do a request first for AP Blake. That's Andrew Blake. Can somebody confirm to if Andrew is listening? Because he requested this song, and I'm going to play it for him. And if he doesn't hear it, I'm going to kick his ass next time I see him. So, all right, here it is. This is Spaghetti Western by Primus. And this goes to, this is dedicated to Andrew Blake, my good friend Andrew Blake, who I saw last weekend in New York City. And he's a huge Primus fan. And Andrew, if you're listening, get your ass out to San Francisco for the New Year's Eve show. Primus is doing a New Year's Eve show in Oakland, and the theme is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. God knows what that's going to be like. It's going to be You're going to need some good industrial grade LSD for that. But here we go. This is for Andrew Blake. This is Spaghetti Western on Fearless Flying Mackerel de Twang Radio. Fuck yeah. That was Spaghetti Western, of course, by Primus, off their first studio record, Frizzle Fry, and that was for Andrew Blake, who confirmed that he heard it, and thank you, Andrew, for that request. And now I'm going to be joined by Sick Girl. Welcome, Sick Girl.
Hi, Vince.
How you doing?
Can I just say thank you for this, finally?
Dude, we were okay. This is all. This
totally
is everybody can.
Show.
Yeah, this is all for you because I was bored. You were bored, and I said, "Fuck it, let's do a Primus show." I've always wanted to do a Primus show. Andrew Blake and I have talked about it, and this is an impromptu one. We can do like a legit, you know, proper Primus show another time, but this is just on the fly. So, I'm not particularly taking requests, so to speak. I did play that for Blake because I already had it on my switchboard. And I don't think I'm going to be able to, I'll try to fulfill some requests on the fly, but I can't promise anything. But Sick Girl,
yes,
you're a big Primus. You're a big Primus fan. Tell us about you, how you found out about Primus and blah, blah, blah.
I dated a bass player from a band in Portland for a very long time. So, long hours clocking Primus videos. Not just Primus. Every single member in that is freaking pretty damn badass. So Claypool, all his side projects are badass. The others, they're all good. Lalonde. My favorite.
You mean Lur?
Lur, yeah. Lur Lalonde.
Russell League Radio Live says you have wet panties right now. Is this true?
I don't have panties.
You don't even have panties on. Okay, let me ask you this. What's your favorite Primus record?
I don't think I have one. It depends
it's
on
like,
my mood.
It's like,
if I'm pissed off or something, Andy Pop's good. I don't know. Peter Cheese is pretty good. All of them.
You know what? When Antipop came out, I kind of didn't like
it
because.
No, me neither.
Yeah. I see collaborating with, like, Fred Durst and all these people and making it more like a rock album.
Fred Durst is the only TV one on there, though. All the other
The only song that sucks on now is the one that Fred Durst produced. But fucking James Hetfield produced some records, some tricks on there. Who
Waits.
Else? Who?
Waits. Wasn't he?
Who?
Didn't Tom Waits? Wasn't he on there?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
Tom Waits is on there.
Tales of a Dead Man.
A lot of them.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite ones, other than Antipop, is one of the tracks that Tom Morello worked on. And it's called Elect Uncle Sam. That song fucking rocks. And the first time I ever heard it live, did a free show in San Francisco to promote Antipop. Did it in the parking lot of the Tower Records at the time that was in San Francisco at the beach. And they pretty much just performed all their new material at the time, which was all anti-pop. And I have to admit, when I saw them play Electric Uncle Sam live, I was like, dude, this shit fucking it rocks.
Yeah, and now it's one of my favorites. I didn't like it at all either.
I know it grew. It's like Big Lebowski. When it came out and I saw it in theaters, I thought it sucked. Then I went back to it years later and realized that it was fucking awesome.
Well, in all honesty, I was kind of a snob about music when it came out. I was like, no, the old stuff's better. You know, it's different. But now
Now that time has passed, anti-pop is the old stuff, right?
Oh, you're right. Huh.
Yeah, I'm always right.
I know. No, I'm looking at my list here. I tried to do a little list for you, just in case you had stuff handy. It pisses me off, though, because in your big, long show name, you didn't include Oyster Head, which a couple of those
are my
favorites.
I forgot to load up Oyster Head. I'm sorry.
It is so soothing.
Yeah, Oyster Head is pretty awesome. I like the Armies on LSD. I'll try to play that before the end. But first, okay, I'm going to go hunt that down. And while I'm doing that, check out Electric Uncle Sam. This is off of Antipop and features Tom Morello. We'll be right back.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Ron broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Oh, yeah. It's not Mega Show. It's Fearless Flying Mackerel D. Twang with Vince in the Bay and Sick Girl. I'm trying to upload some shit furiously here. Sick Girl, what did we just hear? I already forgot. Sick Girl. Oh, I think she's getting a drink.
I muted you, and I was actually getting a drink.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get a drink later, but I'm going to pace myself, because last time I did that, I couldn't talk by the end of the show.
Oh, well, that's my turn for that now.
Cool. So, all right, let's talk about another record. What's another record that stands out to you, like, that's... you know, helps you in a certain mood? It can be Primus. It could be Les Claypool. It could be anything. Not Oyster Head yet, because I don't have Oyster Head loaded up yet.
Hold on. Let me pull up my list here. Sausage.
Oh, Sausage. I love Sausage.
I love Sausage as well.
I saw Sausage play two or three times in the Bay Area.
See, you get way more shows than we do up here.
Well, here's the thing.
You get four Claypool shows, one.
This is the thing, though. Les lives in the Bay Area, so he does all these one-off shows and special shit. I'm kind of spoiled as a Primus fan. But Sausage is the side project that Les reincarnated after Primus got big. Essentially, Sausage was the original Primus lineup before Lair and Herb came aboard. It was Les, Todd Huth, Todd Paklabar Huth, and Jay Lane on drums. And They reformed as Sausage, and they went out on tour with they did their own tour. I saw them play at the Fillmore here in San Francisco, and they also went on tour with Henry Rollins. Remember when Henry Rollins came out with that song Liar?
Yeah, I remember.
I'm a liar!
It's probably the most underwhelming thing he's ever done. His spoken word on Delicate Tendrils is the best fucking lyrics I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should play that, too. I don't know if it's on here.
I think it's about Eye of Candy. I'm not sure.
It sounds like it is. So I saw Primus. I saw, it was Henry Rollins was the headliner with Helmet and Sausage. And another band called Eleven. Have you ever heard of a band called Eleven?
No, actually.
Well, they're not around anymore. But anyway, Sausage was like one of the openers, and they were fucking awesome, dude. They were so fucking great, and I was like, damn, man, I think I might like this more than Primus. Of course, to the average person, it probably just sounds like Primus. But to the aficionados, we can tell the difference, right?
Can I just explain to people that don't like Primus and they don't get it? I said it before, go to a live show or
go to,
get a
go
really
to
good
show.
Sound system.
New Year's Eve show. The New Year's Eve show is going to be off the chain.
They couldn't handle that for the first time experience. It's going to be a big deal, though. Hey, that's another thing. They always keep their shows cheap. The most expensive tickets are $65.
Yeah, I mean, well, in general, tickets are just ridiculous, but they try to keep them as low as possible, which is cool.
That's really low for the high end, for a prime show.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I mean, for up here, it is. I don't know.
For, oh, the New Year's Eve show is how much?
$65.
Dude, that's nothing. Usually,
for the top, starts at $45.
Usually shows on New Year's Eve in San Francisco are at least $100, at least.
It's in Oakland, right?
Yeah, it's in Oakland. It's at the Fox Theater. It's going to be fucking awesome, dude. It really is.
I know. The Mexico show sounds pretty damn tempting. There's no info on it yet, but I find
it. I think it was just announced. If you guys want to, if anybody's curious about what the fuck we're talking about, go to primusville.com. It's primusville.com, not Bullyville, not Snitchville, not any of those vills. It has nothing to do with any of Bullyville's vills. It's Primusville, and it was around fucking decades before any of this Bullyville bullshit.
You know, you can bring the common denominator in to this whole conversation with the Mexico show tool.
Oh, okay. So Tool, it's going to be Primus, Tool, and Pussifer. And Primus is going to have Herb back on drums. And I don't know if anybody knows this, but Pussifer, which is Maynard's side project, has Herb as the drummer. So that Mexico show, Herb is going to play in he's going to play with Primus, and he's going to play with whatchamacallit, with the Pussifer.
We need one of those little graphs that float around on Twitter that show the links between the bands.
Oh, we should totally get Neil Rauhauser on that to do
people will be able to relate.
Do a fame ball on Les Claypool.
Yes. And then bring in my other favorite.
Oh. Mr. Midnight Movie in the house. What up, Mr. Midnight Movie? Says, I saw Primus open for Rush in 1992, and they were incredible. You know, I didn't go to see that tour, but I heard about it, and I heard that the Rush fans, like, booed Primus off the stage. Oh, Jewish producer, yeah. No, I heard, at least here in they played in San Jose at the arena down there, and the Rush fans just didn't get it. They didn't get it.
There's
time
arguments between Rush fans and Claypool fans over technical abilities.
Rush fans,
I've seen it many times.
Daniel Stuckley wants me to say Maynard again. So Maynard. Maynard.
Who's the chick from that Pussifer song?
At what? I don't know. I have no. I'm not. I don't really pay attention to Pussifer.
Either. I just thought it was some shit.
Yeah.
The 3 degrees of Les Claypool. It's not even 6 degrees. It's 3 degrees. Every other band there is.
You know what I got to put on here is Bucket of Bernie Brains.
Yeah, there's couple small ones that I haven't even heard that I noticed earlier when I was looking up the...
Oh, my God, dude. I've seen Bucket of Bernie Brains. It was fucking insane, dude. I saw him twice. Once before they had a record or any songs, and all it was 2 hours of just funk metal jams. It was fucking insane.
Oh, yeah.
And they recorded it. They never released the recording.
Have you checked lately?
Maybe on YouTube, maybe somebody got a pirate version of it. I don't know, but I don't think it was ever officially released.
There's a ton of forums with stuff like that, though, I've noticed.
Yeah, this was probably, this Bucket of Bernie Brains came out around 2004, 2005-ish. Jewish producer says, The last time I ate shrooms, I was in Portland and went to a Smashing Pumpkin. That has nothing to do. Smashing Pumpkins are faggots. They have nothing to do with this.
Hey, no, he's in Portland. We'll go to a show together. Come on.
The Brown Album. No, Jewish producer's in L.A. He's a Jewish producer. Hello. The Brown Album tour. I've seen all the tours, dude. I went to all. Dude, Primus is the band I've seen more than any band ever live. And Les Claypool, Primus, I've seen more than any artist there is. Well, actually, I take that back. The Coup. The Coup has probably eclipsed them for me, but for a long time it was Primus. Yeah. So why don't we play? You remember? Okay, you know the record Rhinoplasty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did a video for it too, called Videoplasty.
Yeah.
And that record has that video has a live performance of them at playing in Petaluma. And I'm going to play a track now. This is off of the Brown Album. It's a live performance of Kalamazoo, and it was recorded at the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma, California, and it is also featured on Videoplasty. If you go on YouTube, you can just look up Primus Videoplasty, and you'll see they have a ton of songs they've done. But I picked this one. This is Kalamazoo.
I got from Kalamazoo.
Yeah, Primus, live, Kalamazoo, Vince in the Bay, back with you. I have Sick Girl with me. Sick Girl, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, I've got some wine now.
Some wine?
No, I have some wine. Wine.
Fancy.
Unfortunately, it's not Les's, what is he? He has a wine label. It's called...
No.
Oh, yes, he does. Let me fucking Google it. Talk about Primus for a second, and I'll get it for you.
He made a vineyard at Rancho Relaxo. Crisp wine. Vince, you can't leave me alone when there's no other callers. And people can
okay,
call
go
in.
Okay, go to... Go to ClaypoolSellers.com.
Put it in
the
way.
No,
that tells you we're getting old. Good. Old and refined right there.
ClaypoolSellers.com.
All right.
And then if people want to know about the Primus and the Chocolate Factory show, go to Primusville.com. And it also lists they're doing a show in New Zealand with Pearl Jam and Arcade Fire and a bunch of other people, big festival. And they're also doing March 21st. Tool and Primus will headline the blah 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 festival in Veracruz, Mexico, on March 21st, 5-day festival in Veracruz, blah blah blah, headlining Tool, Primus, and Pussifer. So that should be fucking pretty badass.
I want to see what's playing.
Yeah, well, I'm sure if you can find their site. Okay, Pachyderm Fine Wines. Pachyderm Fine Wines. And you can join LESS. It's an acronym, LES, League of Extraordinary Slurpers.
Oh.
I'm going to join. Fuck that. I'm going to join. Oh, they got a Twitter account, too. There's fucking a Twitter account, too. Fucking Claypool's. Here, I'm going to tweet something over there.
That's the one he probably actually runs, is that shit.
That's probably fucking Les. Or
yeah,
his people, at least. There it is. Claypool Sellers. It's their Twitter. Fucking badass, dude. I'm going to tweet them during the next song. So, sausage. We were talking about sausage, and I didn't get to play any sausage yet. So, do you want to hear some sausage?
I do. I want to hear, let me see here. I just had it up.
I know what you want to hear. You want to hear Here's to the Man.
That's actually on it. Hold on here. I have a Vince in the Bay playlist of songs to discuss.
Delicate Tendrils. I'll try to get to Delicate Tendrils, but...
That's Frog Brigade, isn't it? It's a sausage.
No. Delicate Tendrils is Holy Mackerel. Here's to the Man is sausage.
All right, do it.
Okay, here it is. Sausage, Here's to the Man.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. And we're back. That was Here's to the Man from Sausage. That would be Les Claypool on bass and vocals, Jay Lane on drums, and Todd Paklabar Huth on guitar. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's a late night edition of my show, which is tonight entitled Fearless Flying Mackerel de Twang, with Vince in the Bay and Sick Girl. Sick Girl, you're back.
I'm back. This is for us. This isn't for listeners this time. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking having a great time, dude.
People might not have experience with music shows like I do. I mean, I used to listen to old gutter punk shows in the middle of the night on the weekends. You know, it's different than a normal BTR show that people listen to. They can still call, though. You guys can call.
If anybody, because Tolkis seems like a Primus fan. Tolkis, by the way, Delicate Tendrils, I'll have that for you before the end of the show. Spyco, I'm not going into your tiny chat until I'm done here, so I'll come over there and party after, but I'm concentrating on this with Sick Girl right now.
See, I'm telling you, the 3 degrees of Les Claypool. You can bring in any genre of music. What's Spyko listen to? Rap?
Yeah, he's from Houston. He doesn't.
Yeah,
know
Monsters
about
and Robots.
Sick.
There's some rappers in that shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, Monsters and Robots. Holy shit! Oh, I forgot about too.
The
we could play that.
Technical show you can ever see. It's like a fucking math equation watching them. It's beautiful.
That is the best Les Claypool Buckethead collaboration ever. That's my favorite Buckethead record. It's probably the most mainstream, but it's fucking awesome.
You can't listen to Buckethead without kind of being into the shit. It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, I know. I've threatened people with playing Buckethead on my show, and people will like beg for mercy.
All you got to do is show them a video of him playing it live. I'm telling you, watching these guys do this shit is astounding.
Yep. And if you watch a video
You touched Les's hand, too.
Oh, I met Les. Yeah, I met Les a couple of times. I did videography for the Coup, and the Coup opened up. They opened on a Les Claypool Fancy Band tour, and I did video.
I've been watching videos of that, actually.
Yeah, and I was I did video for the Coup, and so like whenever the Coup would finish their set, I'd walk off with them backstage, and we'd pass Les and his band. And at the time, it was Mike Dillon, I think it was Paulo on the drums, and Gabby Lala on sitar, and. At the time, they were the Fancy Band, and all they wore on stage were just black T-shirts that said Fancy on them. and in Santa Cruz, they did a show, and after the Coup was done and they got off stage, I walked backstage, and the band was lined up, ready to walk out, and they all had their T-shirts that said Fancy on them, and I passed Les. No, it wasn't Les. Les was in the back of the line, but I passed, I think it was Mike Dillon. I said, hey, that's a fancy shirt. Anyway, we got another caller. Let's bring this person on. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince, it's Tolkis.
Tolkis, what's up, bro?
Good, man. How are you? Long time, no see, no hear, no listen.
I know. But, I'm glad I finally picked a topic that interested you.
Oh, no, it's not that. I've been busy. You know how it is. I'm not internetting or BTRing as hard as I used to, so. But, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I hung out. I did an appearance on Suicide Girls Radio earlier tonight.
Nice.
That was fun.
Very nice.
I don't know. I've just been messing around on Twitter and...
Did you score?
What? No. Well, if you count doing a show with Sick Girl on Primus scoring, then yes.
Well, it's a win. It's a definite win.
I think it's a win. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. After this, though, you really need to go on. You need to, like, go on to do the Buckethead show. You need to
do
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Definitely Buckethead show. Definitely Buckethead show. I expect even less listeners for that.
Yeah, I will come in full force.
Dude, it's cool, man. You know what? This is going to be my I hope this doesn't disappoint people, but this is going to be my thing now. I'm just going to do I'm just going to do movie shows and music shows from now on.
Yeah.
I'm done with the cyber shit, with the troll shit. Like, you know,
yeah,
I did that
tired after a while. Huh?
Yeah, man. I'm ready to move on. I love music. I love movies. So, I'm going to turn this into a movie and music show. So, you know,
become a critic, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be a music and movie critic. I went to film school.
Well, you can
I do film
it.
Production. I do film
You've
production.
You've got the knowledge, so.
Yeah, yeah. So this weekend I'm going to have my first movie show on Saturday with Ron Brinert and Lee Stranahan.
Are you serious?
And yeah, and we're gonna review this movie called Europe something or other. I don't know. I'll tweet it to you.
Yeah,
but,
sure. Okay.
Europa Report.
The what?
Europa Report, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay.
Europa. That's right, Europa Report. I haven't seen it yet.
It's
I still
Netflix.
Need to watch. But yeah, it's on Netflix. So the idea is on Monday we will announce the movie. So that gives people 5 days to watch it. And then on Saturday afternoon, we're going to do a show. We'll have a special guest. The first hour is going to be me, Ron, and a special guest, which this week is Lee Stranahan, who's a big movie buff and filmmaker.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so the first hour will be us talking about it. And then the second hour, we open up the lines to callers, but only callers who have seen the movie.
Right. So it's like the... VITB movie book club.
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome.
And Jewish producer says Europa Report was amazing. He's already seen it. So I expect Jewish producer to call in. And Mr. Midnight Movie, too. Tell Mr. Midnight Movie to watch it and call in, too. Because you know what? You guys are supposed to be, like, movie critics, and I don't think I've ever heard you guys review a fucking movie ever.
The only thing that got me with the Europa Report was that it was a little bit hacky. Like the production wasn't 100%. But besides that, it was pretty cool.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to Primus, dude.
Yeah.
And let's play pool. Tell us some of your fondest memories, your favorite records. Give us some anecdotes.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So I guess, like, Primus burst into my world probably around Tales from the Punch Bowl when I was about 16.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, so that was huge for me and pretty much everyone I went to school with. That was, like, a massive thing. Being in Australia, of course, so not being savvy so much, you know, or not having access to so much. Yeah, and I've probably seen Primus about 7 or 8 times in Oz here. What would I say? Well, probably the best Primus concert I went to, there's a place called the Gold Coast in Australia, which is called Surfers Paradise. And went there with a mate, and we walked in not knowing, we'd been listening to Primus forever, but not having any drugs with us. So that was a problem. So
yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. So we walked in. Mate went to the bar, grabbed a couple of drinks, and I basically just stood at the door where the table, you know, the table where you walk in and they stamp you. So I just walked in there, and just everyone that walked through that I thought, they look like a likely candidate. So just said, hey, you got any drugs? Like, no. Everyone was off their head, so no one was going to answer that question. But, and I'll get to the point, it'll make it a short story. Basically, after asking about maybe 10 or 12 people, this dude walked in who was my doppelganger. Literally a mirror image of myself. Like, that's strange. Like, and I can't explain, but an absolute doppelganger. I said, you got any drugs? He says, what do you want? I said, well, LSD would be good, but whatever you got, I don't mind. And he's like, okay, come up here. Sat down. He goes, just take one. And he said, how many do you want? And I said, well, I've got my mate here, so we'll take like two each. You know, maybe we'll get three each and we'll have one tomorrow as well. And he's like, yeah, nah, I'll give you one to share. I'm like, no, don't fuck with me. And he's like, no, that's fine. I said, well, just look. And anyway, so he gave me two. So we're sitting there, and they opened, before the show started, before the opening band started, they played Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti from end to end. So that was fucking brilliant in itself. And so we'd had some, and of course, as you always think, fuck, this asshole's ripped me off, and I didn't get what I paid for. So we thought, well, we'll take the other one as well. And obviously then it began. And then I think we spent, after we left the show, there was a, must have been some kind of giant fancy dress party in town, because everyone was dressed like clowns and strongmen and stuff. And this dude walks past me and tips his hat at me, and I freaked out. And I didn't realize until probably the next Monday when I went into work, and my boss says to me, he goes, fuck, you were fucking tripping on Saturday night, weren't you? I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, end of story, sorry. You know how those stories go. They tend to just go on and on forever.
No, dude, we have plenty of time. It's just me, you, and Sick Girl. So, honestly, like, explore the space.
Mm. No, I did. On the Brown tour, on the Brown album tour, though, flew down to Melbourne. They played, like, Saturday night, something like that. Then had a bit of a rest. I think they played on the next Friday in Sydney and then Saturday in Brisbane. So I managed to make all those shows, which was well worth it. And it just happened to be the time of year when there's plenty of mushrooms out here in Australia. So, I don't know, how do you explain a Primus concert? You can't explain it.
You know? The only thing more intense than a Primus concert, all due respect, is a Gogo Bordello concert.
Gogo Bordello. Okay.
Yeah, and guess what? I saw Gogo Bordello open for Primus.
Ooh, nice.
Oh my god, that was so fucking awesome, dude. Oh,
I'm not familiar
with Gogo Bordello.
No.
Oh my god.
Am I missing a vital piece of my life?
Oh, you are. Absolutely. And I'm sure they come to Australia. They're like one of the hardest working bands in business. They're one of those bands that's always on tour. Always on tour. Worldwide.
Gypsy and punk band from Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and actually they're based in Brazil now. Eugene Hoots, the lead singer, moved to Brazil. And Eugene Hoots reminds me of a cross between, he's like a Ukrainian version of a cross between Les Claypool and Iggy Pop.
Wow. That's a hell of a comparison.
Dude, I've videoed.
I'm on it, man. Don't worry, I'm on it.
Man, trust me, do it. I wanted to ask. You mentioned that you got in on Punch Bowl record, and obviously Winona's Big Brown Beaver was the single off of that.
It wasn't the single. Definitely wasn't the best song, but yeah.
Yeah. My favorite song on that record is Over the Electric Grapevine, speaking of LSD.
Yes. Do you know what my favorite song from that album, though, is? Del Davis, Tree Farm.
Oh, yeah. That's a real tree farm up here in Marin County.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He writes about real shit, dude, from his life.
So, like, does that mean that oh God, my memory's going. Anyway, but
Dee's Diner. Dee's Diner is a real diner.
That's awesome. No, it was pretty cool when they had their big, when they evolved into their big stage thing with the spaceman and shit. That was pretty cool too.
Have you heard of Duo de Twang?
Yes, I have, but I'm not on it yet.
It's not actually released till February, but there's two songs available right now.
There's two songs available, and I have one of them for you that I'm going to introduce you to right now.
Oh, brilliant. You're a legend.
Okay, explain it first. Explain it, Vince.
Okay, so
it's deconstructed.
So Les decided to put together this duo. It's just him and Kehoe, Brian Kehoe, who used to be in MERV.
Yeah, I think I've heard they did an acoustic banjo version of Tommy the Cat or something.
Yeah.
No?
That's what you're thinking of. That's their band. They've already done a few tours. Small little tours, and they're gonna come out with a record in February. But they leaked out two tracks, and I'm gonna play one of them for you now.
Awesome.
This is Duo de Twang. It's Les Claypool on vocals and bass, and Brian Kehoe on guitar and vocals. And this is them reinterpreting Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver. Oh, yeah. He pricked his finger, and it occurred to him that he might have a porcupine. Well, what'd you think, Tolkis?
Brilliant. Fantastic. It's, okay, what did I think? What can you say? It's Les Claypool. He really just, I mean, as much, I don't want to sound like a fucking pag, but he can't do anything wrong, really.
I know. Pretty much anything he does, I'm on board with. The only thing I didn't like was that one record. I was telling you, Sick Girl, what was the record that he did that I said I didn't like?
Oh, freaking Sausage, the one I did like.
No, not Sausage.
Mushroom
no,
Men.
Oysterhead.
No, it's not Oysterhead.
It was the Mushroom Men song. That's Sausage.
It's the record that has black and white photos of like these freak people on it.
That's Sausage.
That's not Sausage.
No.
It's not
no.
Sausage.
It wasn't hallucinogenics, was it?
No, I'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. But yeah, Duo de Twang, they're going to come out with a record in February. So I think it's mostly just covers. I don't know if they have any originals, but
But
I think Andrew Blake said he saw them back east and said that they were awesome. So I haven't seen them yet. And they've played here in the Bay Area a shit ton of times. I keep missing them.
You know what you were saying before?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is brought to you in part by Claypool Cellars. Go check them out. It's claypoolcellars.com.
Really?
I'm here with Sick Girl and Tolkis, and we are celebrating the music of Primus and Les Claypool.
The genius that people look back in 30 years and think, what the fuck, I wish I was alive.
Dude,
to see that.
Dude, this is why I've been tweeting his lyrics, man, because they're so, like, some of them are so applicable to what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Too many puppies. Yeah, exactly. You can go down the line, Sergeant Baker, or you name it.
Mm-hmm.
His lyrics are timeless, and he's really more than an artist. He's a social commentator.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant one. He's brilliant because he uses music and humor, and it's awesome. It's fucking awesome.
I'll jump in and say that he's actually a folk artist in that sense.
Yeah, I no disagreement from me. No, not at all.
You know, just in a different medium, you know.
Yeah.
For sure.
Totally. Absolutely.
And you know, the best thing about Claypool, though, is the mood that it can put you in. Or, not just Claypool. I mean, Primus specifically. The mood that Primus can put you in, like, just stand back. Because I'm taking over the world, you know?
Oh, dude, like, that's what I listen to when I go out bike riding. Like, I'll go on, like, a 20-mile bike ride, and I'll just listen to... I'll do a mix of, like, Primus, Rage Against the Machine, and Tool.
Brilliant. Perfect. I think we could be related, Vince.
Yeah, I think we're brothers from another mother.
Yeah, one of those things. good.
So,
what I was going to say.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think of Oysterhead?
I enjoyed it with a caveat. It was good, but I couldn't. It didn't give me enough to sink my teeth into. But I did love Cloud Fingers or whatever the hell that song, Up in the Clouds or whatever the song was. I really enjoyed that. I'm not a fish person, so it was kind of disappointing because it was a little bit melodic and it was a little bit like, I just wanted more Primus. So I didn't really want to hear that. I just wanted more Primus. But you got to respect the artists, you know. They do whatever they want to do, and if they're playing in a different band, and
what the hell's that noise?
It's
pretty hot.
Dog, man. Sorry.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you on Oyster Head. I saw Oyster Head play a few times, and I had the same feeling as you. It just made me like go like, yeah, this is cool, but the only thing that I really cared about was seeing Stuart Copeland play drums.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy is I've never seen the Police, so I'd never seen him play live. So that was the biggest treat.
Legit, for sure.
That was the thing for me. That's what I got out of it. It was like, wow, I'm seeing Stuart Copeland play with Les Claypool. This is fucking like a badass rhythm section. You know, forget about Trey. And
badass, though.
Well, yeah, Trey's badass, too. I like Fish. I'm a closet Fish fan, but I had high hopes for that record, and it didn't quite meet my expectations.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I explain my attraction to Oyster Head?
Sure.
I'm an office girl, right? I sit in an office. I can play music if I want. I can play Oyster Head, okay? It's like a chill, let it play in the background kind of thing for me.
No, like the Rage Against Pillage.
No. No Annie Pop.
No Annie Pop, no. No Lack of Head for you.
No.
Yeah.
You get it now?
Yeah.
If you want to bring a chick into Prime for Les Claypool, play that. That's
okay,
my opinion.
I'll do that. I'll do that right now. I'll do that right now. I'm going to play one of my favorite Oyster Head songs. It's called The Army's on Ecstasy. And it's true because Les Claypool read about it in the USA Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oysterhead featuring Les Claypool on What do you think? Thanks, dude.
Wouldn't be an official VITV show without someone pissing in the toilet.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You wouldn't be the first person.
Sorry, I just had to do that.
That was really loud. Did you put the fucking thing right by the toilet, by the fucking toilet?
No, I just got a good stream.
That was a solid stream, too, man. You must be packing at least like 7 inches.
Oh, I'd say at least 4.5.
Don't be so modest, dude.
No, that was good. That song brought me back. It took me back.
Great
to the days.
Too. Great lyrics. Look up the lyrics. It's fucking, and it's, again, something that you can apply to our current times. Even the song was written 10 years ago.
Well, they're still giving the pilots speed. That's never changed.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That was more of a commentary, like a suggestion, like give the army ecstasy so that they can't kill people because, you know, it's hard to kill the enemy, you know,
when you're on the old MDMA.
Yeah, when you just love everyone, you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, that's a perfect idea. That's what they should do. But they are giving everyone, still giving the pilot speed. I mean, that's been happening forever. You know?
Oh, no, they give everybody speed. I had a roommate whose brother went and served in Afghanistan, and he said he came back and he was addicted to fucking meth, speed,
yeah,
whatever,
sucked.
Dude. It wrecked him. It fucking wrecked him, and he wasn't even in the field. He was kind of like Manning. He was like an administrative dude, you know.
Yeah, it'll fuck you up anyhow.
And this kid, my roommate's friend, brother, who's a friend of mine, he kind of reminds me of Manning in some ways because he's gay. He joined the military. He went to Afghanistan. He came back damaged and bitter and pissed off that he went through that, and not only was he, you know, mentally unstable before he went in, but he's even more so after coming out.
Of course. Fucking hell. I mean, you know, like if you go get a coffee in the morning, someone cuts in line and you're like, fuck, and you get angry. That lasts for like 5 minutes, right? Or you wake up, you've had a big night out, and you wake up, and you know that moment when you wake up and you go, did I do that? Oh,
yeah.
Shit, I did do that. Okay, now you've been in the middle of a war, and then you come back to reality, well, reality in fucking quotes, and then you're like, fuck, was I just there? What the, how much, you would wake up with the corpses of babies dancing on your forehead. Like, anyway, that would be hard to handle. I would not like to be there. I'm very thankful that I'm in a nice, safe country like Australia. We're very nice and safe and no one gives a fuck. And that's exactly how we like it.
And Sick Girl.
Yeah, anyway, off topic. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Sick Girl, thank you for coming up with Fungi and Foe. That's the solo project I was talking about. I will not be playing any tracks from that record. That's the only record I don't like.
The Purple Onion
and I
was
saw,
a little
and,
bit
And you know what?
Too.
I saw them on that tour in L.A., and Eugene Hoots from Go Go Bordello jumped on stage with them for a song. And apparently at the time, all of Go Go Bordello was in town to record their latest record at the time. And I actually ended up hobnobbing with the bass player from Gogol Bordello, who's a badass bass player. He's from Ethiopia. He's fucking sick. And I'm like a big, because I like Les, I like Geddy Lee, I like...
Mike Cade's sick.
I like Chris Squire. I like badass bass play, rock bass players. And this guy for Gogol Bordello is... He's Ethiopian, so he's got more of a funk groove type of thing to him. But he can rock, too.
Yeah.
He's amazing, dude. You got to see Gogol Bordello live.
It's on my do list now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a couple of things. Can I talk about some news with Les Claypool?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then do a day twang. Okay, first of all, his son's on that album.
No shit.
Playing a banjo. So we have a mini Claypool. Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's redoing the Bee Gees, Alice in Chains on there, and some of our favorite songs that we've already played. So that's huge.
That's
the next
awesome.
Thing, which is a personal...
What instrument?
Like,
what instrument?
Huh?
What instrument?
Banjo.
Which instrument?
You know that kid's technical as shit.
Wow. That's
yeah,
cool.
Evidently the kid plays several, but... Okay, so this is my huge thing right now. Do you know who Ween is? Have any of you ever heard of Ween?
Of course.
Okay. He's having a TV show with Dean Ween. They're shopping it out right now.
Wait, who is?
Claypool.
Claypool and Dean Ween are going to do a show?
Well, they're promoting it to a couple different things. And
Holy
then Oysterhood. 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 I'm fucking drunk. There's a reunion, hopefully soon.
Oh, my God. That's going to be
fucking awesome. Yeah. Sierra, the thing for Ween, too. They're up there with me. A lot of people don't
understand. Yeah, I like
Ween,
too. I love Ween. I've never seen them. I've never seen them, but I love their music. They're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's memories for me right there, Ween. See, this is my world, Vince.
Hey, it's
Sorry,
my world, too. And,
yeah,
hey,
and that's why I appreciate you.
Hey, guys, check this out. We got another caller. Let's bring this person on. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Loki. What's up, buddy?
Loki.
Who?
It's Loki.
Loki.
How you doing, Loki? Loki, we can't hear you, dude. What? Hello?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. My phone's acting up for whatever reason the past couple of days. How you been, Vince?
I've been doing good, man. I'm having fun. I'm hanging out with Sick Girl and Tolkis, and we're just jamming to Les Claypool stuff. What's up? Do you like Primus?
Not really, but that did make me think of a question.
Sure.
Primus or Tool?
Primus.
Primus.
Really?
Impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible question.
Yeah.
Tool can be recreated. And redone and done better.
Tool cannot
can't
be
do that
recreated and redone and better. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
there is a
wearable
genie.
No. Sorry, dude. You're wrong.
No, it doesn't mean we don't.
You're just all old and afraid of change. That's all that matters.
Danny Carey can be recreated, huh?
Hey, bro. Check this out. I saw it the first time. Well, the second time I saw Tool, they opened for Primus on New Year's Eve at Oakland Coliseum. And Tool blew Primus off the stage that night. Okay, Tool was fucking awesome. This is before Lateralis came out, and they were playing like new songs that hadn't been released. They were on point. Danny Carey is a fucking monster on drums.
Mm-hmm.
They were awesome. And Primus came on, and that was when that was right before Herb left the band. In fact, I think I witnessed Primus break up with Herb on stage that night. Tool did their thing, and they fucking were on point. They were awesome. And then Primus came on, and I've seen Primus a lot of times. I've seen Primus at their best and at their worst. And that night they were at their worst, and it was so bad that for the encore – they did Tommy the Cat, and Lair during the show, Lair and Herb were like fighting. Like they were like in between songs, they were like yelling at each other and shit. And it got to the point where Lair was playing with them, but wasn't even on stage. He walked off stage and just played from off stage. And at the end of the song, they didn't even finish the song. They just, like, the song turned into shit. And Lair unplugged his guitar, took it off, and threw it at Herb. And Les Claypool says, "Looks like it's going to be a hell of a new year. Good night." And after that, Herb left the band.
Damn.
And that's when they got Brain.
See, I can never get into Primus. It's not that I think they're a bad band. I really don't. It's much like, you know, for a long time how I thought of Tool. They're not a bad band. I just couldn't get into them for a while. Primus is just someone's like, yeah, if they're on the radio, I'm not going to change it. But it's not something I look forward to listening to.
Yeah, I hear you. You're either diehard or you're not. And and that's cool.
It's called Mushrooms, bro.
Shit, it is called Mushrooms. What was I going to say? Fuck, I had something. Anyways, you guys have something?
Actually, you were talking about how you've seen Primus a lot. You know, would you say Primus is probably the best concert you've ever been to?
No.
Any other show?
No.
No?
No.
No.
The best concert I've ever been to is Google Bordello.
Really?
And that's
best
coming from...
I'm
a Primus fan first. I'm a Primus fan first. Gogo Bordello second. But I mean, I'm not going to lie. Gogo Bordello puts the best live show on ever.
I mean, it's not bad. I mean, the best concert I've ever seen...
Wait. It's not that bad. Have you seen Gogo Bordello?
No, I don't. I've never...
Don't fucking talk until you've seen Gogo Bordello.
I can't. Look, Vince, you got to understand. Your musical tastes are probably so far off the opposite spectrum.
No, I can assist you. Me and you, we share the metal side of things. I can make you a freaking Primus playlist, and you'll be in love. Guaranteed.
Because here's what you got to understand. Of the concerts I've been to, I've seen Aerosmith, I've seen Kiss, I've seen Blink, I've seen No Doubt, I've seen AC/DC, I've seen Amon Amarth, and the best concert I've still gone to has been the Eagles. And
ooh.
I can say that as a fact.
That's sound quality. That's just sound quality right
that,
there. That's expensive fucking was
that
shit.
The, was that the Hell Freezes Over tour?
Gotta be. Just too young for anything else.
You know what?
I got a free ticket to see the Eagles, all right? And it was the original. They were all together, Don Henley, everyone. And I got a free ticket. I was like, I'm not going to go miss it. I grew up on this.
Oh, I don't blame you. I wouldn't saw The Who twice. That's totally
I'd go see the Eagles for sure. But I got an Eagles story for you if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Okay, back in the day when I was going to college at San Jose State, I was working at the Fairmont Hotel in San Jose as a bellman. And we used to have a lot of celebrities come through. Who am I talking about again?
Eagles.
Okay, so the Eagles Hell Freezes Over tour comes through town. They stay at the Fairmont. I am the bellman that checks them out of their hotel. I go into their suite. I get to meet Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Glenn Frey, the whole crew, right? Glenn Frey is a fucking midget, dude. You know how you saw him play? He's so he's tiny.
He is. Even on the stool, I think I was taller than him.
Yeah. He's a fucking, I didn't realize how small he was. But yeah, I as a bellman, I checked them out of the hotel, and they tipped pretty good. Not as good as Van Halen, but they tipped pretty good.
Now, see, Van Halen would be a concert I would sell my left nut to see, and I'd sell my right nut to see Led Zeppelin. I'd sell the whole package if they were playing together.
Okay,
check this out.
check this out. When I was a bellman at the Fairmont, Van Halen came into town. That was when they were Van Hagar. And at the time, I was driving the airport shuttle, and they made me do a special run for Van Halen. And at the time, the way the band traveled was there was three separate private jets. There was one for Hagar, there was one for the Van Halen brothers, and then there was one for Michael Anthony and the rest of the crew. And so I drove Michael Anthony and the crew to their private jet at the San Jose airport. I got to go on their private jet. I got to load all their gear and luggage and everything. And one of the things that was in their gear was Shaquille O'Neal's autographed a pair of his shoes and gave it to Eddie Van Halen, and that was in his luggage. But it was just loose. And so I got to handle a pair of Shaquille O'Neal's sneakers with his autograph on it. And I swear to God, these shoes were size 22. I wear size 14, okay? I have pretty big feet, size 14. I'm 6'3", and I'm a tall guy. I could have fit my foot with my shoe on inside of Shaq's shoes.
He would have liked you too, as well.
Imagine how large his penis is.
I'd rather not imagine that, Vince, but I can imagine.
I had so
That's
many good
awesome.
Times. I could tell you, I could do a whole show just on being year and a half working at the Fairmont in San Jose. Like Michael Jordan, Andre Agassi, David Spade, Dick Vitale, Eddie DeBartolo, the owner of the 49ers, biggest tipper mm-hmm. ever. Myself and one other bellman brought Eddie DeBartolo's luggage up to his room, and guess how much we got tipped?
How much?
$200 each.
That's not a bad tip.
Motherfucker owned the 49ers, dude. And while he was staying at the hotel, he requested an extra key for his room. So I ran up an extra key card to his room, $20. Guys,
I saw that money. The damn well better fucking tip.
Oh man, dude, that dude is fucking. Oh, you don't even know, bro.
You know what's actually funny? Because you're from the Bay Area. Do you watch a lot of football? So do you know some of the players?
I haven't been paying close attention lately, but sure. Yeah. Why? What's up?
Donald Butler, middle linebacker for the Chargers, 25 years old, third-round pick. He actually is, I don't think officially, but is dating one of my coworkers.
No shit.
So I'm getting to meet him when he comes back out here, because he was out here because he had pulled his hamstring or something about 4 weeks back. And he had run into him, I don't remember where. And I've also met Ron Hextall, who an old high school friend is. Bernie Perron is her great uncle, and I met him. Best night of my life.
Badass. That's badass, dude. Hey, check this out. Tokus.
Yo.
I got your request, and it's good timing because I have Candies in the chat room now.
Oh, good, good.
I'm going to play this track. I'm going to dedicate it to you and I Has Candy, because Sick Girl says this song's about him.
Is it Del Davis? He knows it. I've played it to him many times.
Is it Del Davis?
No, it's not. No. Yes, Delicate Tales.
Okay.
Let me explain this.
Go ahead. Explain it, Sick Girl.
I'll drop little weird-ass creepy lyrics from this song to Candy just to see if I can bug him or scare him. And it works. That's how creepy this song is and how freaking sociopathic and psychopathic it is.
It's brilliant.
It's beautiful.
It's a brilliant song. And actually, I was looking on YouTube, and there's an actual live performance of this with Henry Rollins and Les Claypool.
God, I wish people would listen to shit other than Liar.
If you don't like it, you're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, so basically what this is off of Holy Mackerel. It's Les Claypool and his band doing the instrumental part. And it's Henry Rollins reciting some spoken word over it. And this is dedicated to I Has Candy.
Praise the Jesus.
Yes, sir.
stops. Out there, someone is always needing, always hungry, always looking at you, checking your eyes for weakness, zeroing in on the vein on your neck as they circle the waterhole and close in.
Oh, yeah. That was Holy Mackerel. It's Les Claypool. I'm pretty sure Les Claypool played all the instruments on that. And Henry Rollins with the lyrics. We're back. I have Loki, Sick Girl, and Tulkus. We're jamming to Les Claypool tunes and Primus. You want to join us? The number's 347-826-7667. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Claypool Cellars. Check them out at claypoolcellars.com. And we're back. So, Loki, have you ever heard that song before?
No, I have not.
What'd you think, dude?
It was actually interesting the way it was, because what I actually liked most about it was the voiceover lyrics as opposed to actually singing. It was actually a really cool feel to the song.
Yeah, that's his thing now, Rollins, is his spoken word shit. You need to look up the lyrics to that.
Have you guys ever seen Henry Rollins do spoken word?
Yep.
Not live, no, but I've seen videos many times. He's great at writing. Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
When he's roiding out, you know, when he's on the juice, roid rage type shit.
Yeah. Dude, that guy is – okay, when I saw Sausage open for Henry Rollins, it was at the Greek Theater, and if you sit up on the grass of the Greek Theater, which is the – fucking best place in the universe to see a concert. In fact, Les Claypool is on record saying his favorite venue to play in is the Berklee Greek Theater. So I saw an afternoon show. It was Rollins, Helmet, and Sausage and Eleven. And before Rollins went on stage, I was up on the grass, and it's a beautiful venue, because when you go up on the grass way up on the top, you can see a view of the entire bay. You can see the Bay Bridge. You can see the San Francisco skyline in the background. It's just amazing. And they call it the Greek Theater because it's all built out of stone, and it's got these Greek columns and stuff. And if you sit up on the grass, you can see behind the stage. And I could see before Rollins went on, you know, Rollins performs with just shorts on. No shirt, no shoes, no
shirt.
And this dude, to get himself pumped up before going on stage, like I said, everything is stone, and it's all Greek columns and shit. And he was backstage behind one of these Greek columns, and he was literally slamming his body into the Greek columns as hard as he could.
He's so fucking aggro. That's just funny.
He was fucking getting pumped up. And at this time, he's like in his 40s. I don't even know how. And, you know, he was already getting the gray hair and everything, but he was just fucking pumped up, dude. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anybody, like, physically, like, abuse themselves to get ready for a show. It was insane.
He found Colin and said something bad to him. You don't know what's going on in his head.
Yeah.
No, I do. I followed that motherfucker since Black Flag. He's a super smart, overly emotional guy, though, particularly in the rage department.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
Black Flag tattoo, please.
Huh?
I said, please don't tell me that you have a Black Flag tattoo.
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
Rollins
Henry does.
Is quirky. Okay, Can I just mention that it doesn't matter what Claypool does. If it's a side project, he'll open for even smaller bands. And that's mad respect for me right there. He's humble. He just wants to do his thing. You said he opened for Rollins?
Yeah. Oh, dude. He was.
He's humble as shit. He'll help a friend out.
Third on the bill. Sausage was third on the bill.
Yeah.
It was 11.
That's what we see up here. We don't see Primus often. We see the side projects frequently in Portland and Seattle.
Yeah, because he hasn't done much with Primus until like 2 years ago he made a record. But, yeah, he's been doing his thing. Dude, he's always got something on the back burner. Like, he'll be doing Primus and working on Duo De Twang. Oh, and one thing I wanted to mention about Tool and Primus is, I don't know if you guys know about this, but Danny Carey, the drummer from Tool, Les Claypool, and Adrian Belew from King Diamond, or King Crimson.
Oh, King Diamond.
King Crimson.
Yeah.
Okay, they collaborated on a project. It's recorded. It's done. It's in the can, and I don't think it's ever come out. And it's out there somewhere. Who knows if we'll ever hear it. Maybe you could search on YouTube. But can you imagine Danny Carey and Les Claypool together jamming?
No. My brain would explode.
I know. It would be insane. So that's a thing.
That is, apparently it's in the can.
Another interesting thing is, you guys know about The Residents, right?
Uh-huh, of course.
Okay, I've seen The Residents play live. I saw them on Halloween in like 1993 or some shit. But
Vince. If we get to the point where you can insert other people's memories into your brain, I'll have some of yours, please.
Okay, so, I got so many, like, we don't even have enough time for all my Les Claypool Primus stories, but,
lucky cunt.
But, there was a one-off show that was done at Bimbo's here in San Francisco. Oh, man, it had to be like 95, 96-ish, 90, probably 94, 95. I was doing college radio at KSJS in San Jose, the San Jose State radio station, and we would get free tickets for shit. That's how I got to see Tool open for Primus on New Year's. I got free tickets through the radio that I was working on at college radio. And Les Claypool teamed up with The Residents to do a special one-off show where it was The Residents were promoting a new CD-ROM. Remember CD-ROMs?
Mm.
So they were, there was a new Residents CD-ROM that was coming out, and I don't know what Les was doing. Primus was promoting something too, but they did a banjo only set with The Residents. It was Les on bass banjo, Lair on banjo, and Herb was using like this really minimal drum kit, and they did some banjo versions of Primus songs, and then one of the Residents came out with the eyeball head and everything, and they did a Residents song. I think they did, I want to say
Nigel.
The Intruder. The Intruder,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. More than likely.
And that was, oh my God, that was so insane. And it was cool because, like, it was like a who's who of the Les Claypool universe there. Like, Merv was there, Kehoe was there, everybody was there that's, like, in the family, the Primus family. And I got tickets through KSJS, and I went with this chick that is also a Primus fan who was a DJ at the time. And it was fucking
unreal, dude. And I'm pretty sure there's some bootlegs out there of that. Yeah, so that's another story. We're getting ready to wind down the live portion. We can go into overtime if you guys feel like it.
I'm there.
Yeah, we'll go into overtime. We can only go a half hour into overtime because Blog Talk Radio shuts down at 2 a.m. Pacific, 5 a.m. Eastern.
That's to make way for all the Christian preachers, right?
No. It's for maintenance. They do maintenance. But pretty much. So what I'm asking is if people want to continue listening to the show, you need to call in or Skype in. You don't have to talk, but if you want to listen to the remainder of the program, you're going to have to call in soon, because in about, 4 minutes, we're going to go off the air live and you're not going to be able to hear us. So call in 347-826-7667, Skype in. There's a Skype button at the top of the page, and you can hear the rest of the show. And it's only going to be a half an hour more, so it's not going to be that long. Yeah. If
this
not,
is a comfortable show. This isn't normal.
Well, this, hey, Sick Girl, this is the new normal for Vince in the Bay.
Good.
Yeah, good.
I'm done with the hacking and trolling shit. I'm just going to do music and movies from now on.
Fuck yeah.
I think that's a good transition.
Yeah. It's time. It's been overdue.
And you know, you're eclectic like me. You can do any genre of anything. So you'll still have the same people listening. So I can go with it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm happy to lose the trolls, to be honest, because I think I'm all trolled out. It's just, I mean, what can they do now? I mean, what's left for them to do? Nothing. They've done it all.
The problem is when you have trolls continually calling in is you have to second guess everything that you're saying. Right? So,
oh, yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well then just whatever. I'm just going to be Vince in the Bay and fuck y'all. I'm down. I'm with it.
Right on. Okay, so before we jump into overtime, let's do some final thoughts for the live listeners. Before we do that, I want to say thank you to the guests who have been listening. I want to thank you to Love for World Peace for sticking around, Sick Girl, Spyco, Tinfoil Radio Network, a.k.a. I Has Candy, and Tulkus. This has been a fucking awesome show. I don't care that we only had 10 listeners the whole time, because I'd rather do a show like this with 10 listeners than a fucking troll-a-thon with 50. Yeah, so that's the new direction that this is going in, and it may take a while to build a new audience, but I'm in no hurt. I'm just going to do what I love to do, and I love music, and I love movies. So, all right, with that said, let's do quick final thoughts. Oh, I want to say thank you to Loki for calling in. He dropped off. Great to have him here. But really quick, Tulkus, your final thoughts on Primus and Les Claypool.
Yes. For the youngins out there, if you don't know who Primus is, especially if you don't know who Les Claypool is, greatest bass player, probably comparable in skill to Jimi Hendrix was on guitar. And if you've never heard of him, or you don't know, you're not familiar, then you would do yourself a favor to pick up Sailing the Seas of Cheese or Frizzle Fry, and I'll suck on this and go from there. And you won't regret it if you take enough LSD. It's all good.
Sick Girl, your final thoughts for the live listeners.
My final thoughts is something me and you discussed earlier. Les Claypool is to music what the jester is to patriots. If that shows you the impact.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Liz Claypool is to music what the jester is to Twitter and patriots.
That's awesome.
It's
that's
the top of the line.
That's a great
pretty. It is.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think that's a fair assessment. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. We're going to go into overtime now. We're going to jump on the cosmic highway, and on the other side we'll be in overtime. You've got about 30 seconds if you want to listen to the rest of the program. Your boarding pass for the cosmic highway is 347-826-7667. Call in now or miss the rest. You can catch it in the archives. I'm Vince in the Bay. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay.
The sun now. Do you believe it? It's kind of hot. It's kind of hot. Take off. Sick girl.
No.
You're gonna have to take off your clothes. It's really hot. We're on the sun
all
now.
Right, God. How do people not like them?
Dude, and
because
the thing is, like
that's
the thing is that. He's got songs that can appeal to almost anyone. I mean,
there's so many songs though, so they're just hitting. They're missing them. You know, you got to break into them. I'll admit that,
dude. You know what? A friend of mine in college said this to me. He said, "Bro, I like Primus. I get it. And I know you're a big Primus fan. And you know why other people don't." Get it is because Primus is a way of life.
Yep.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. So
we got
20 minutes left. I'm going to try to squeeze in two more tracks. Is there anything that you guys want to touch on related to Primus or Less that we haven't already talked about?
Well, I had a thought way back when, and I think that Del Davis Tree Farm was actually a get fucked to Korn.
Really?
You remember Korn? Yeah. If you listen to it, it's like, oh, so you're going to do that? Oh, okay. Well, Del Davis Tree Farm, how about get fucked? We can do that, but we're not going to do that. We're not going to do the metal hip-hop crossover bullshit, but they did that one song. And it was like basically a big middle finger to Korn.
That's awesome. I never thought of that. That's awesome.
I've always thought that.
You know what? I have a Korn story too.
Okay.
When I worked college radio back in the early 90s, Korn actually stopped by our studio and dropped off like promo shit and a CD. And the program director, and guess what she did with it?
Oh, geez. Nah, I give up.
She threw it in the trash.
Oh, bad.
We don't want your rap metal bullshit. Korn is fucking lame. Korn is so lame, dude. They like wish they were Primus.
Exactly.
Where the hell are they?
Exactly.
Pedophile prison.
Hopefully in the same place that Limp Bizkit is, and they'll never come back again.
Well,
okay, I got to say something about Limp Bizkit. There's some shit that Wes Borland's done that I like. I'll admit
Okay. You know what? I like less Wes Borland as a guitarist. I'm glad he left.
He ran as soon as he could.
Yeah. He was. I like him. I like him. I think he's a cool guitarist. I think he's like trying to be freak show like Marilyn Manson type shit, but just strictly
he's all
on
over
his,
the place.
But he's from the Joe Satriani school, right? Yeah.
He's legit. He's totally legit, and I'm glad he left that band.
Yeah. You were saying.
Yeah, totally. Great move on his part. I don't know what he's doing now, but I hope he's kicking ass somewhere else.
Yeah.
Blacklight Burns. Yeah, it's like an, I don't know, hodgepodge of shit to me. I don't know what they call it. It's good.
Yeah, and you know, this whole rap metal thing that came out in the 90s, it was a total ripoff of the Limbo Maniacs. You ever heard of the Limbo Maniacs?
Sure, yeah.
The Limbo Maniacs was Brain on drums. You remember, you know Brain, he played for Primus.
Yeah,
fucking Buckethead's in it? What?
No, Buckethead's not in it. Buckethead was in the Deli Creeps. But at that time in the 90s, it was Buckethead in the Deli Creeps, Primus, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the Limbo Maniacs. They were kind of like the funk punk genre before it even fucking existed. And I would put the Suicidal Tendency side project. Shit, what's it called? Do you know what I'm talking about? Suicidal Tendency had a side project that was like a funk rock band. The name escapes me. But those were like the originals. A lot of them were in the Bay. They're all in California. Limbo Maniacs was Brain on drums and Merv on guitar. And they were badass. If I were you, I would go look them up on YouTube. I'm sure Limbo Maniacs are on YouTube somewhere. But that's definitely worth checking out. And speaking of which, I'm going to squeeze in this track right now. You guys are probably familiar with it. And it features Merv on vocals and guitar. Merv from Limbo Maniacs, and he was on Frog Brigade, and he was on he had his own band Merv with Brian Kehoe. They were great. I've seen them. They don't play anymore, but I used to watch them back in the day at the Cactus Club in San Jose, and they were awesome. But Merv, who collaborates with Les every once in a while, did the track "Devil Went Down to Georgia."
Oh my gosh. The video is amazing, too.
The video is... The animation is fucking sick. So
it's all cool doing that animation as well.
So I'm going to play this...
Debris, right?
No. This is like... It's like its own thing. They just did it like... It's not on any records. It's just a one-off song with a video. And I'm going to play it right now. Here it is. A little Primus featuring Merv, and this is Devil Went Down to Georgia.
VRTB for life.
Young man's hauling on a fiddle and playing it hot. And a devil jumps up on him to some chill.
Boy, let me tell you why. Yes, you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. If the devil is you, I bet a fiddle of gold against you, so I think I'm better than you.
My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're gonna regret I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny, rock up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Just help the wounds in your debt, and the devil is the card. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Case and said,
I'll start this show.
Fire flew from his fingertips, just rising up the boat. Dragged the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. Johnny said,
we are pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. The devil's in the house, arriving fun. Now kicking in the red band, picking out those. Granted, you're talking about no child, no. Bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said,
devil, come on back if you ever want to try again. I told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best it's ever been.
He played fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil in the house of the rising sun. Picking in the red band, picking out those. Granted, you don't buy no child.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. The devil went down to motherfucking Georgia by Primus with, what's his name? Merv. Merv from Merv and Limbo Maniacs. I'm back with Tolkis and Sick Girl. We're running out of time. We're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to ending the show. So we got a couple
minutes. Can I say that I'm only 10% gay, but probably 2% of that's dedicated to Vince in the Bay.
Oh my God! Can you tweet? Do you have a Twitter? Can you tweet that?
Okay, hang on. I will.
Sick girl. We're running out of time, so. What are your feelings right now? Please share us anything on your mind relating to Les Claypool or Primus or whatever.
Oh, they're not done. They're not even close to done. There's so much shit that he's doing right now.
I know. We could.
I just want to see his kid. God.
We could. And you know what? Les is also a very philanthropic too. He's you know his. His nephew, Matthew, do you guys know about his nephew, Matthew?
No.
No.
Okay, I don't know what sort of fucking disease his nephew had, but Les was actively raising money. He would do shows and put all the money into a charitable fund for his nephew who is suffering from some weird disease. I don't even remember what it is. You'll have to look it up. But Les is a really good guy. The only thing I hold against him is his political leanings.
I remember.
No, he's not a Republican. He's a bleeding heart liberal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a show once in 2004, and he had a vote for Howard Dean sticker on his amp.
Oh. Okay. Was that ironic?
Yeah.
Maybe.
What?
Maybe. Could have been ironic. Maybe.
No. He wasn't trying to be ironic. I admit, you know, when Howard Dean was running for president, I liked a lot of what he had to say. I liked him. You know, I would, you know, if he was the candidate against George Bush, I'd probably vote for him because I was going to vote for anybody but George Bush. I ended up voting for that fucking tree beard asshole, John Kerry, but.
Hey, no one's gonna hold you responsible for that.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an anti-Bush vote. It was like anybody but Bush.
Yeah.
And of course, I knew that, you know, anybody but Bush is going to be just as bad as Bush. I mean, Obama has proved that. But this isn't a political show. We're dedicating this to Les. I'm not going to hold Les's political leanings against him. In fact, I would imagine he's probably disenfranchised with both parties just as I am at this point, because I doubt he has an Obama sticker on his amp right now.
No, I don't think so. Possibly a Ron Paul that's been scratched off in the last couple of years, but yeah, no. I mean, the situation is exactly the same over here, Vince and Sick Girl. It's the left and the right have moved towards the center so much that there's actually no choice anymore. It's happening in all liberal democracies everywhere you go. Like, I was in Greece not long ago, and it's just happening everywhere. The center is solidifying in so that the left and the right does not make any difference anymore.
Exactly. That's why I think the fringes on the left and the fringes on the right should come together and find common ground and fucking pound the middle.
Uh-huh. Yes. I agree.
Okay, so we got to wrap it up. Final thoughts. Let's go with Sick Girl. Final thoughts. Les Claypool, Primus, your thoughts.
Talkers, you better take advantage of the multiple shows that are coming to your area soon. You got quite a few.
Yes, 100%.
That's my final thought. Go for me.
I will. Thank you very much. I'll be in New Zealand.
And Talkers, your final thoughts.
Final thoughts are fantastic to speak to you again, Vince. And nice to meet Sick Girl. And this was hopefully the start of a new era for Vince in the Bay.
It is.
Thursdays or Wednesday, whatever. But hopefully we can just, like, just spaz out and just do whatever you want, because that's what people are interested in, because you're a great host and blah, 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 and I want to suck your dick. What? I mean, no, hang on. But just... Yeah, I think this has been a good show, and I think do whatever the fuck you want, because it's working.
Awesome.
Les Claypool is God. He is Hendrix reincarnated on bass. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you everybody who called in, including Loki, and I'm going to leave you all with probably the most popular... I'd say after Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, this is probably the most popular Primus song ever, except it's in Spanish. Primus did a tour in South America, and they re-recorded My Name is Mud in Spanish, and it's called Me Llamo Mud. And this goes out to, I just got a DM from my homeboy in Brazil, and Mayhem, this is for you. Good night, everybody.
Me llamo Mud. Thank you very nice.